Okay, people. What the fuck it do? And this is, you know, I will say another episode, but it's been so long, I feel like I just need to catch y'all up on some things. So, since my last episode, I don't know how long ago it was. Might have been almost a year ago. I drive a Benz now. I got my own place. I started my company. I got 3 savings accounts. I got as many followers as I got. I got dollars in the bank. So life has been great. That's why I real life haven't been posting like that or even... Like, I've been thinking about doing this shit, but it's just been so much going on that it's like I gotta real life sit down and refocus. But something just sparked me to do this little recording, and the crazy kill is literally, you guys know I predicted everything that's going on, from the vaccine being mandated, from them starting it with the private sector, then the school sector, and then the public. Me telling you guys about bail-ins. Me telling y'all that Joe Biden wasn't gonna do shit for America, and we are worse off foreign relations-wise, monetarily-wise, inflation-wise, than at any point. It's funny how the most... So they say Joe Biden got the most votes for any president in the history of presidencies, but he cannot do face-to-face interviews without the White House Wi-Fi cutting off, knowing they have A1 fucking Wi-Fi. Imagine the White House having dial-up. Get the fuck out of that shit. That shit does not happen. With that shit happening, with his mic getting cut off, he can't go nowhere without his handlers. I've been telling you guys this nigga is an incompetent senior citizen forever. And then Kamala Harris has been so absent that we forgot who the fuck the vice president was. What happened to black power this and, yeah, you doing stuff for black people? No, because she never said that shit. I told y'all, Kamala Harris is not black. I predicted all this shit. And it's funny how 2 years ago, I was crazy. But all of that shit is going down. From Hillary Clinton lying, and it's coming out that she was actually in cahoots with Russia, a dossier being the made-up fucking document. This shit is beyond fucking ridiculous, Mo. Like, they letting niggas out because of COVID, allowing niggas to finesse the system, and now they on niggas' ass. You think, you already know they about to repopulate them private prisons with a lot of these PPP scam loan niggas, a lot of these SBA loan niggas. This shit is about to get too wicked. And it's like, I was jokingly saying that Trump was going to be the last president, but it's starting to look like, yeah, Trump was the actual last president. I predicted Trump was going to win. I was wrong on that, but real life, he actually did win, and it's coming out that how the fuck did Will Smith's father vote for Joe Biden when he has been dead for umpteen years? Like, this coming out that, like, you got dead people voting for Joe Biden. He had more votes than anybody that ever ran for president. And the statistical difference from the night before to the night after, from where Trump had like 2 million votes and Biden had 600 and something thousand, and then Trump still had 2 million votes the next day, while Biden had like 7 million or something like that. That's a statistical impossibility that could not happen. Niggas was getting them racks under motherfucking Trump. Not to mention, you don't see the same type of news coverage that you see. The border crisis with all the wild shit that was going on with Haiti. And now, his motherfucking exit of Afghanistan. And he bringing, listen, Did I not tell y'all that the Democratic Party needs to keep creating minority class people so they can have a base voter? They just flew in 20,000 immigrants. 20,000 immigrants that they didn't force a vaccination on. 20,000 immigrants from a country that at one point was seen as an enemy to America. I thought America doesn't negotiate with terrorists, but America gave a whole fucking country back to the terrorists. I told y'all that the Democrats need a motherfucking minority base, so they just imported 20,000 more voters. Because they need to divide us, bruh. What's going on is population control. They're trying to kill us off with everything because these psychopathic elite really believe that this world belongs to them. And by psychopathic elite, I do mean the political class people included. All of these people that you think are for you, that you think has your best interest at heart, them niggas don't care about you. They are all millionaires. The silly ass bitch, AAC, whatever her Hispanic ass, wore a dress to the Met Gala that said tax the rich. I would love to see her net worth, because I'm guaranteed she's considered one of the rich. Bitch, shut up. Stop playing. Like, black people have been finessed so much, and then you real life still got niggas being finessed into taking this goofy ass vaccine, and you got, bruh, you really have celebrities like Stephen A. Smith. Well, we already expect people like Stephen A. Smith, people like Terry Crews, people like, we expect these bootlicking ass Negroes and bedwinches to promote, you know, forcing the vaccine on our people. How do you tell somebody you took steroids, so you shouldn't have a problem with taking the vaccine? Like, implying that all athletes take steroids and not allowing the ability for someone to evolve into, hey, I was putting foreign things in my body back then. Maybe I don't want to do that now, especially when it's government mandated. And it's funny how they're talking about everything except for the fact that the government is making you do it. Not only that, I predicted that they were going to have people show shit to prove that they was vaccinated. I predicted that the scam is going to be false vaccine cards. Niggas going to start selling them joints. I predicted they were going to start doing it to students. I predicted that they were going to open up Atlanta just for another fucking wave to happen. I predicted that they are trying to kill us off. You should get your gun license. You should learn how to farm. You should become financially independent. I've been telling my listeners this for so long that if you were listening to me when I were telling you this, by now you're already doing your thing. And you may not even notice that I ain't posted in a year because you've been so busy. This shit is getting beyond out of control. Now you got this nigga Joe Biden literally saying exactly what the fuck, literally saying the opposite of exactly what the fuck he said before he was president. There is literally a clip that I posted of Mr. Biden, not President Biden, understand the adjective, Mr. Biden, his comments on the COVID vaccine was, and mass was, I don't think mass should be mandated. Vaccines shouldn't be mandated. I wouldn't mandate it. Mr. Biden said that. Miss Harris said, I wouldn't take, if Trump said to take the vaccine, I wouldn't take the vaccine. When Trump was president, their whole ploy was, you cannot develop a vaccine fast enough within a year and make it safe, because it takes 8 years minimum for it to pass even the experimental stages. But when Joe Biden became president, lo and behold, oh yeah, the vaccine's safe now, as I predicted. The vaccine is a miracle now, as I predicted. I am not no motherfucking genius. I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not nobody special. Nobody special. So why the fuck am I able to decipher the elite's plan. Maybe you guys do see it, but you just too afraid to act on it, or you don't want to believe it. And I'm telling you, bruh, no matter how wicked you think that this country is not, it's 10 times as. And they keep playing with black people, acting like they don't know why we aren't taking the vaccine. And they're trying to marginalize us because we are 70% of the people that haven't taken the vaccine. And they're making vaccines an access ticket. Like I said before, they are treating your natural right like it's a privilege. It is a natural right for you to be able to move around. It is a natural right for you to be able to enjoy yourself. It is a natural right for you to be able to control what goes in your body. Now they're saying that shit is a privilege. Nah, it's a privilege for you to go outside. Why? People aren't going to start to understand this fucked up shit until they actually see that they start taxing air. When they, because all this shit they're spraying in the air, pretty soon this shit going to become unbreathable. Or it's going to be like certain neighborhoods that have better air because they already have certain countries and certain states that have better air quality than others. They're going to have certain states that has better air quality. It's about to be wicked out here. It's about to be super, super duper wicked. And only then I think, well, you guys, not my listeners, but the masses wake up and say, hold on, these people are crazy. Only then is when I think it'll happen. Because they have literally stripped every fucking right away from you, including your right to control a needle injection that goes in your body on a plandemic that has only killed 0.2% of anything. 0.2%. They now, other countries, i.e., what was it? Well, the Netherlands, they are now starting to change the language and the rhetoric surrounding COVID because they realize that the facts are changing so much that these experts aren't really experts at shit. And all this change causes social anxiety in the entire population. So for social stability reasons, and because they know that this shit isn't a severe fucking whatever the fuck they want to call it disease, they only mandated the vaccine for the high-risk population people. I predicted that we should do that. Only mandated for the people that we know are sick. Everything that I predicted has literally came true, except for, you know, me saying Trump won the president. But he literally did beat Joe Biden. This shit is crazy, people. I hope y'all real life was taking heed to what I was saying prior to when I was going through everything I was going through, when I was walking to my fucking work, went 8 miles to go to work, when I lost everything, when I started to get everything back, when I had my apartment, then I lost my apartment, then I'm was motherfucking living in a room, from when I was living in a room and telling y'all I'm about to try this new job. And the nigga bullshitted on me, but then I ended up going to this other job, and I'm at such a great place right now that it's crazy. And I'm still in school. Had a little hiccup, corona. The universe is a weird sense of humor. I said, I'm gonna start school, get my degree. Well, my cybersecurity degree. And it was like, nah, nigga, we're gonna hit y'all with this motherfucking pandemic and put some racks in your pocket, and then you can do that. So, you know what? Like I said, 2020, I call that bitch money, money. And money, money one was definitely money, money one for me. Because listen, I done seen them, as them niggas in Atlanta say, them rikes. I done seen them rikes. For real, man. Y'all stay blessed up, stay safe, and please stop falling for the plot if you have been falling for the plot. Because y'all already know I predicted all this shit. If you listen to my Angry Black Man podcast episodes, starting with whatever episode you want, you will hear me breaking down exactly what these elites plan to do, and you'll know actually what's going to happen. So I suggest you re-listen if you have, and if you haven't, go back and listen to my prior episodes predicting everything that you're witnessing right now. And with that being said, and with this being that, enjoy the rest of your life.